5 Tango Mexico listening. Anyone copy?
V5 Tango Mike, if you want to echo Papa, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, good evening, good evening. How are you doing this evening, Emil? V5 Tango Mike.
Well, I've been glued to my terminal all day, working on a literature program. And having fun, but done my picos, and gee, I had to take 11 of them off my screen today, and we had 4 new entries. I had one that came in after 30 days, so I was happy about that. Over.
Roger. They have beacon. 45 days afterwards, though, so there's hope for some of them. And if you take them off and then all of a sudden they beacon again, you just put them back on, Roger.
Actually, I have a list of the ones I removed, so if they come back, I can always check my journal to see which ones I removed. But lo and behold, there's actually one on Perth, Australia. Just arrived on Perth, Australia. So which one was it now? I don't see it right now, but yeah, I think it's one arrived on Perth, Australia. So that was the one that was in the Antarctic. Now it's swung up towards Australia. Maybe when you're talking to the boys there, tell them there's a Pico balloon coming over there in our country there. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I think you had said it was something like Lima Uniform 7 something, or I forget. But anyway. Okay, well, we'll let you go there, Emil. Thanks for coming back to my call. VE1, Echo Papa, VA5, Tango Mike.
Yeah, very good there, Tom. Yeah, you're right. It was Lima Uniform 7, Delta Victor Zulu. It's just arriving in Perth. And Zulu Sierra 6, Sierra Romeo Charlie, it's just leaving Australia. So it's ahead of it by, well, I can't tell you how many. Oh, actually, it's about 4,000 kilometers ahead. I just look at the kilometer, they got a bar there, that 1 inch is 3,000 kilometers. So there you go.
Roger, 73, VA5, Tango Mike, off and monitoring.